Welcome back. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, and the next 3 days we'll be down at Dakota Fest in Mitchell, South Dakota. We invite you to stop by, say hi. We'll be broadcasting from the TRS Industries booth. But if you can't make it, tune in. We'll help you be there virtually. We'll have reports through the week right here on Inside Agriculture. Last week, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgums, North Dakota Senator John Hoeven attended a Waters of the U.S. Roundtable discussion with Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt. The visit by Pruitt comes in the wake of the recent EPA proposal to formally rescind the Waters of the U.S. rule created during the previous administration. While the EPA's plans to fix the Waters of the U.S. rule will help farmers and landowners in the near term, Congressman Kevin Cramer strongly supports a legislative fix to ensure future administrations cannot overreach again. Cramer told me
one of the things that he really bore down on in the roundtable, and it wasn't anything that we said. In fact, there was one point about halfway around the table before it got to us, with us being Senator Hoeven and me, for comments. I looked at John Hoeven and I said, you and I have a lot of potential to mess this thing up, because right now he's hearing from real people. And the one area that was sort of interesting, and this I think is testimony to the diversity of our country, is he wasn't as familiar with what we call potholes as we might think somebody would be. And in fact, at one point he was looking at some maps and illustrations of wetlands and potholes here in the Prairie Pothole region. And he said some of those would be oceans in Oklahoma.
So
I think it was really testimony to the uniqueness of North Dakota's Prairie Pothole geography and topography. So I think it was very helpful for him in terms of gathering new information.
Yeah, and I guess if you're from Colorado or Oregon, potholes has a totally different meaning. So.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, the most recent state I think he'd been in was Idaho. And he made a lot of comparisons between what he was learning in North Dakota and what he'd learned in Idaho. And, of course, when you're talking about navigable waters, which is really the heart of the definition of the waters of the U.S., obviously very different illustrations.
Now, the EPA plans to release what's called a narrowly tailored rule in December. Waters of the U.S. not going away. What is going to happen later this year, do you think?
Yeah, it's a good point because, Waters of the U.S. has tried to be redefined a number of times. Twice it went all the way to the United States Supreme Court and was remanded back. This third time it went to the appellate court, was stayed. So it's never been easy for administrations to change or even to define Waters of the U.S. because they've always just added confusion to it. And they always state the goal is to add more clarity, and the reality is they've added more confusion. What he's looking to do, what Administrator Pruitt is looking to do, is exactly what Justice Scalia tried to do in his most recent ruling. The most recent ruling was a 4-4-1 ruling by the United States Supreme Court remanding it back, and that is to define navigable, with a clear understanding of what navigable means. The way I define it is if I can drive my pontoon on it, perhaps it's navigable. If I can't, it's not. But there's this in the Clean Air Act, or Clean Water Act, there's this reference to navigable in fact. And so, it's easy to think of the Mississippi River as navigable. It's easy to understand that there might be a federal nexus if there's an adjacent water body that flows in to the Mississippi River, or a tributary that flows in. But as you get further from there, it's harder to give the federal government jurisdiction, because of course the Constitution gives jurisdiction to the states, but the Constitution gives jurisdiction over interstate commerce to the federal government, and it's that navigability from state to state that puts it in that category. So I think what you're going to see is a definition that's, as he says, much narrower and won't include intermittent streams such as or ephemeral streams. These are categories that the current law or the current rule that's being rolled back, the Obama rule, includes. In fact, the Obama rule specifically includes potholes and farm drainage facilities and ditches that are man-made. It even wraps up with the definition that says or on a case-by-case basis as the agencies would determine it. So that's clearly not what the Constitution calls for.
North Dakota U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer with a review of last week's visit by EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.